Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Get Facts podcast. This is the promised Christmas. Oh, I fucked it up already. Christmas episode. My name's James.
And my name's Johnny.
Yes, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It's been
again.
Yeah, I mean, we recorded one 6 months ago, but I was too pissed and it never saw the light of day.
No, it didn't. Although that could be, you know. Could be an episode for future, possibly.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out. It was a little Christmas present for you.
A little gift for everybody is where Johnny got too drunk. So that was fun. What have you been up to, Johnny, in the time since that? In fact, let me just see when our last podcast was uploaded. Considering we're recording this Monday the 9th of December.
It was August.
Is that when our last one was uploaded?
Oh, no. That was the last one we recorded that never got uploaded.
Jesus Christ. Let's have a look.
Then. I think you're talking the best part of a year there, Paul.
It's been that long?
It's been a good 9 months, yeah.
5th of June.
June, yeah.
So, we apologise for that, but you know, it's good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, it's mostly my fault, although I do have some facts about what's actually wrong with me now.
Oh, well, please do tell the listener. I can't believe it's only taking you a matter of minutes to discuss how ill you are all the time.
Yeah, well, I just want to let everyone know that I've been very, very poorly. So, basically, I've got an autoimmune disease, which is very serious.
Okay.
And it means that, you know, when you get like an infection in your body.
AIDS.
And your blood cells like fight against it.
AIDS.
Yeah, so my body thinks that my bowel is an infection, so my immune system is attacking my own bowel.
Right.
Which means I get horrific stomach cramps and shit a load of blood.
It's fun times. Well, I mean, can you die from it?
No, but I might end up with I'm very highly susceptible to bowel cancer, and there's a chance I'll have to take it out and I'll have a little bag to poo in. You'd like that, wouldn't you, mate, with a little
shit bag? No, you know
what?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I wouldn't like you to have that. I know somebody who had one of those temporarily, and he said when he was in a pub he could clear the place by letting some of the gas out of it.
Oh, no. Ugh.
And I know you'd start fucking about playing games like that with it. But,
yeah, no, I wouldn't like it.
Sorry,
that.
I didn't mean to laugh there.
Well, you didn't.
At that story. A shitbag, old Johnny shitbag.
Yeah, that could be me.
Old tiny eyes shitbag Johnny. That's unfortunate. Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. You know what you should have?
What?
You know it's anti-carcinogenic?
What?
Which means it fights against cancer. Blueberries.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I'd recommend maybe upping them in your diet. And I don't mean blueberry drinks, but all the sugars.
Have you got any
it.
Blueberries?
I have. Do you want some blueberries?
I'd love some, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, always eating on the podcast, aren't you?
But yeah, he's going to get me some blueberries. Listen, there's a cat outside.
Which, not my cat.
It's not his cat, no, but I quite like the look of him. He's a handsome chap.
I think it's next doors.
Yeah, he's a nice cat. I think his name's Alan.
I'm not sure what it's called, actually. It's not called Alan. I think it is a she. We're both eating on the podcast. Why do we do it?
I mean, they're not.
No, but you should have them in your porridge. Or oatmeal, as it's called in the States.
I don't eat porridge.
Well, you should.
Why?
It's good for you.
Well, right. Make me shit's pasty enough without eating paste.
Well, on the subject of fighting cancer, something else you should put on your porridge.
No, he's got on one now, listener. He thinks he's fucking healthy all of a sudden.
It boosts your heart health, improves gut health, Johnny, thinking about you. Feel fuller for longer. It's also, it fights against colon cancer.
All right.
And not colon cancer. What's the prostate cancer?
Mm.
It has to be milled yep. Linseed.
And what does that do? What is it?
It's just good for your body.
Where do you
know what linseed is, though, don't you? Like linseed oil?
Mum, I know there's a thing called linseed oil. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's good for you.
Try not to eat all my blueberries, because they are...
All right.
Take some more. Yeah?
I've got one more, yeah. See, he's nasty like that, listener.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you come round here... Eat blue. Oh, also, you come round here fucking over 2 hours late.
I wasn't 2 hours late.
You was, right? So, to the listener, he rings me at midday, right? Bear in mind, I wanted to do this early, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Midday rings
me. Right, hang on. I couldn't do it early because I was at the hospital.
Right. Oh, here we go.
Right. Just to get that out there.
Right, that's fine. That's fine. He said, he rings me at 12:15 because I checked it before because I wanted to see how late you were. And you said, I'll be with you in 2 hours, right? 2 hours after when he was supposed to turn up, he turns up.
Yeah. And I've had a nice bath and I'm fresh and ready for the listener.
You don't look fresh. Your top's too tight for you. That is
not... This is my new top. This. Not, I wore this to be smart. I'm
no,
it from Costco.
It's not a good material for you, that.
It's not.
What is it? I'm not... It's like a polyester. It's Adidas or Adidas, if you're German.
Yeah.
But it's showing all your midriffs all like poking out and your nipples in it.
Yeah, just because I feel like I can relax with you.
Well, no, it's not good. Sure, are your nipples hard when you relax with someone? I don't think that's
I mean, thing. They wouldn't be hard if you put the fucking heating on, mate.
The heating is on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not convinced, listener.
I mean,
I'm padding around like a mental patient because you're not allowed shoelaces in the house.
Well, yeah, you're not allowed them. Yeah. You nut job.
So I've got cold feet. One of my socks is a bit wet because I got straight out of the bath.
Oh, right. Oh, so that's my fault, is it?
I can feel the sniff coming on.
Well, look, listen, if you're going to wear wet socks, that's on you, isn't it?
Well, who knows?
They
are on me, yeah.
Do you want a Christmas fact before we go any further?
Yeah,
300 million turkeys are killed in the US each year for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I think we did that fact last year.
Did we?
That sounds familiar. Except for two of them, which the president pardoned.
Two what?
Two turkeys.
What?
The president gives them an official pardon so they don't get killed for Christmas.
Just two?
Two, yeah.
I don't like that ratio.
I mean, I wouldn't like my odds if I was a turkey.
No, I mean, I occasionally put the Euro Millions on when there's a rollover.
Oh, I've put the bonus ball on.
I don't know what that is.
You know where it's like a whip round they have in the pub and you've all put 20 quid in a pot and if your bonus ball comes out, you get £1,200 just before Christmas. Not that I'm hedging my bets.
Do you do the postcode lotteries or anything like that?
No, but I was talking about that the other day and someone was saying I should.
Yeah, apparently it's good, but I don't know. Someone was knocking at my... And here's the thing, I would want a big cheque as well.
Oh yeah, the big
number
one.
I'd have to insist on the big cheque.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be on the advert.
Even if it's like, well done, you won 20 quid. I'd be like, no. Knock on my door with a giant cheque. And they'd be like, well, the cheque costs 35. I don't care. Just bring it round. I'll pay for it.
Pounds.
I'll give you the difference. I just want that mixed race guy to pop up around my house with his fleece on, knock on the door, do a little dance, give me my giant check.
Why do you call him mixed race? Because he does the 100 metres and the hurdles.
Hey, first dad joke of the...
Yeah, I've actually, speaking special. Of jokes, I've actually written some Christmas
jokes. Oh, have
you?
We've not been performing them recently. So.
No, I've not, but you have, haven't you?
Been doing a couple of gigs. We can get onto that later. Do you want to do your...
Do you want them all in one?
Well, let's see how terrible they are, and we'll try and spread them out through the course of the episode. Would you like an almond?
No, thank you.
You don't like almonds?
No.
Why?
I don't like the Osmonds either. But Richard Osmond's all right.
He's not an Osmond, he's an Osman.
Is he? Oh, well, he's an Osman.
Or is he? Is he Richard Osmond?
I neither know nor have the inclination to find out. Right, Christmas joke number one, eight minutes in. What did Adam and Eve's kids get for Christmas?
A snake.
Nope. Candy canes and stables, brackets, or they also loved horse husbandry.
Okay, yeah.
Because they were called Cain and Abel, weren't they? Yeah, brilliant, yeah. Thank you. Christmas joke one.
Oh, is that how many have you got?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. I've got 4.
Well, let's do one more.
One more.
For now.
What did Brenda Lee, who likes chocolate, get for Christmas?
Who's Brenda Lee?
She's... Oh, right. If you don't know, I can't tell you because I can't suppose...
I'm assuming people out there know of Brenda Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not your next door neighbour, is it?
No.
Bruce Lee's daughter?
No. Singer.
Go on.
She got Ferrero Rocher in around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
She sings Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Well, I get it now. It just wasn't funny anyway.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Should have a little break for a bit?
You've not been gigging, have you?
I've not. I've been too ill. Sorry, right. I sneeze when my feet get cold.
Oh, right. It's not my fault. If you put wet socks on, or you have wet feet and put
I'm
your socks
sure
on like a two-year-old boy, that's on you, mate.
I'm not sure they are wet. I think they're just cold. Anyway, go on. No, I've not been gigging. I've been bad. You have.
I've been gigging. Do you ask me about my gig from last night when I was in the mighty Preston?
Yeah, so I was really excited for you, to be honest, mate. So I don't know if the listeners know, but me and Jim started doing stand-up at the same time, but because of the shifts I work, I basically never get to do any gigs.
Well, actually, no, you started before me, technically.
Oh, yeah. But James, actually, is doing really well at the minute, and he's doing probably two or three gigs a week. I reckon he'll get 100 this year.
I mean, yeah, I don't know about
but
that.
It's great that... So, obviously, he starts off in Manchester, because that's where we live, and he started going further afield. So, last night, I was absolutely buzzing to hear that my mate, little fat James... has gone to Preston to do a gig.
The mighty Preston.
Shout out, was it?
Well, we'll get into it. Just on our way into Preston, there was a bus, like a number 25 bus. And like, if you're getting one to Manchester, it'll say like Piccadilly on it. Or if you get one to, I don't know, Middlesbrough, it might say Stockton on it.
Yeah.
This one just said Asda on it.
Oh, that's good.
Like it was heading to Asda. Like that's a landmark,
you know what?
In Preston.
No, I'm not being funny. It is because there's no supermarkets in Preston. Not in the cities. I used to live in Preston.
You lived there, didn't you?
I used to live in Preston City Centre for a year.
What do you think of Preston as a city?
A shithole. Yeah. It's like a watered down Middlesbrough.
To be a city, do you have to have a cathedral?
I think they changed it.
They changed it now?
Yeah, you used to. And then they changed the rules and you could have that or something else instead, in it.
So I don't think Preston has a cathedral,
Preston,
but it's a city.
Yeah, it is. And I think Sunderland might have been the same when they changed the rules.
Yeah. It's called Get Fat. Anthony, find out about cathedrals and the definition of a city, please. That'd be fantastic.
Thank you. That's Anthony, our shit we couldn't be bothered to Google correspondent.
Yeah, cheers for that, Anthony. I'm assuming you're listening.
Of course he is. Him, special care, ghost director, that's it.
There's a few others, I can't remember.
There's not, is it, mate? We've got about as many listeners as you did last night.
Well, if they'd have been there last night, I'd have... probably done the set. So yeah, this Preston gig turned up. Just so you know, there's a comedian called Dave Borden. Okay, you've gigged with Matchlin before, I'm pretty sure, in the early days. One liner comedian from Ellesmere Port. He recently won Jason Manford's.
Are you from Ellesmere Port or South Africa? What the fuck was that accent?
Ellesmere Port. I think Ellesmere Port, which would be slightly different. Anyway. He recently won Jason Manford's New Comedian of the Year award. Very good one-liner comedian. He was there last night. So these are the sort of people I'm rubbing shoulders with, is what I'm trying to get to. He was also on Jason Manford's radio show yesterday as a result of, obviously, his success. And good luck to him. Happy for him. Couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
So he brought all his fans with him.
So he's there at the gig and you're thinking, oh, here we go, you know, go to this gig, get there, see, you know. No one there, Johnny.
What? Oh, when you turned up, there was no one there, but then in a bit, everyone
crowded
in.
No, that's a lie. When I got there, there was two people eating toasty and chips, because apparently, fries for our American listeners, because they don't do fish and chips, they do toasties in this bar.
Right.
There was two blokes there eating that, and a barman. The two blokes left, so it was just a barman.
Oh.
The show was supposed to start at 8, got to 20 to 9, still no one there. So I was like, well, let's just go. Let's just knock it on the head. Jack Kelly, who's our friend Johnny, he started comedy at the same time as me, or a little bit after me, actually. As a result of your success one night doing stand-up, you inspired both
one and
me
and
Jack.
Success.
Anyway, he was like, no, I want to go on. I want to go on. I was like, why? He's like, no, I want to go on. I'm classing it as a gig. I'm like, you can class this as a gig if you want. It ain't a gig.
No.
Right? There's not even a cleaner, like, pushing a mop around. There was nothing there. So I refused to do a gig last night. But I didn't go, I'm not doing it like a diva. I was just like, there's no point.
He did.
So there's no point, I'm not doing it. And that was that. Someone said, why don't you just do it in a different voice? And I was like, definitely
because we've
not.
All heard you trying to do different definitely voices, mate, not. And they're not okay.
But Dave Borden's really good, and he just went up and did some of his new bits, so that was fun.
Oh, nice.
Look out for him on the comedy scene, is what I'd say. Two other things, well, and one other thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
About this comedy lark. So my name, Johnny, right? It's not that difficult, is it, to spell?
No, K-R-O-O-K.
Thank you. Right, you did it in the little kiddie spelling, but yeah, C-R-O-O-K, that is how you spell my second name.
Yep.
Right?
By
it's not
hook
a stage
or by
name.
Crook.
It's not a stage name, it's just my name, right? I'm on two posters at the minute. Well, I'm on a poster and I'm on a website to buy tickets.
Oh.
That
Fab Swingers.
For one of the gigs I'm going to, right? So the first poster.
Anyone who laughed at that joke, by the way, you're a pervert.
Yeah, only Johnny would know that. First poster, spelt my name with an E at the end.
What, James Crookey?
No, that'd be with a Y, wouldn't it?
Oh, with an E at the end. Sorry, I think it said a Y. Sorry, my head's gone. Yeah, Y.
C-R-O-O-K-E. Yeah. Right? Which is annoying, but at least the pronunciation's right. If someone says, oh, and
yeah,
welcome onto
yeah,
the
you
stage.
Can see how
it's
in...
James Crook, right?
Yeah.
I got offered a gig, and again, I'm name-dropping here a little bit. I don't want to sound like a wanker, but I am quite happy that I've got this gig. Came out the blue a little bit. With Gary Delaney from Mock the Week fame.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, Live at the Apollo, etc. He's another one-liner comedian. Got offered a spot on one of his gigs. Happy days, yes please, I'll take that. It's on Skiddle, you know the tickets.
Yeah.
Wednesday the 29th of January, if anyone wants to turn up to it. And I look at it, spell it with an S at the end.
James Crooks.
Yeah. And I think if someone's going to spell it wrong, at least put the E on, because at least if I'm being introduced on stage, they're going to get my name right.
See what I mean, listener? He's turned into a diva. He's demanding that people call him the right name now.
So, two gigs I'm really looking forward to, both of which my name's spelt wrong on the things for it.
You could just... Would you change your name by Deadpool so that they were right?
Which one?
Well, you'd have to do
one.
Double
barrel it.
Yeah.
The other thing as well, this Gary Delaney gig, obviously because he's like a pro act.
Mm.
And there's a few others who are like doing really well on the scene. Like maybe you can argue like semi-pro and stuff. I'm not, by the way. I'm nowhere near that level. I don't even know why he's offered it me, but I'm taking the gig anyway. He said, just for the poster and stuff, have you won any awards?
Right, please tell me you've lied.
So I just said, I've got me 50 metres for the swimming. Like, well, I've not really got any comedy awards,
yeah,
if that's what
classic,
you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you try and get on these fucking shows. They're hard enough to get on these. You know, you've got to apply for them, and half the time they just ignore you. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. He said, have you ever had any reviews?
And did you say yes?
And I said, I mean, this podcast obviously has had reviews.
Yeah, so you could use one of them.
I could use one of them. I said, no, I've not had a review, because, I mean, I've been doing it, what, 12 months? But not solidly for 12 months, so I've not got a review as such. I think in the end, he's got like Gary Delaney and the big thing. You all know who he is. He's got a few other acts on there, very good acts. And then mine just says, and James Crooks, he did very well last time when he did a gig for us.
So you've got a chufty badge.
I just got it like the poorly kid going to Disney is what I got.
That is. He did very, very well.
Isn't he a good boy? He did very well. Please try and turn up on time so you can see a bit of his set. That's essentially what I got. Because everyone's like, well, Gary Delaney's on, but it'll be shitters first. And they won't be wrong.
No, but...
if you came to see me. But that's Wednesday the 29th in Todmorden.
Yeah, Todmorden.
Yeah, in Yorkshire.
Yeah, know it well.
Tickets on Skiddle. A bit of a cheeky plug there, why not?
Why not? How much are they?
Didn't check. £15?
Sounds fair.
Decent, innit?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my comedy life at the minute.
Right, well in that case it's time for a game.
Oh, a little game, what are you?
I made a little game.
Are you like that thing out of Saw?
Yeah, a little jigsaw.
Jigsaw, yeah. Go on.
So this game is called Mazda or Asda.
Nice, okay.
Alright, where would you go to buy the thing, right? Would you go to Mazda or Asda?
I mean, Mazda are quite... They only do cars, right?
Yeah, Mazda make cars, yeah.
But that's all they do?
To my knowledge, yeah. I'll be honest with you, mate.
If you say tyres, right,
Right, what happened was, right, I was driving here, and I saw Mazda going past Asda. And I thought, oh,
that's... merge the two?
Yeah, and I thought we could get a game out of this. So
okay, well, let's see how willing you do with this game.
So, for example, you're going to buy wings.
Wings?
Would you go to Mazda or Asda?
Right, so you mean chicken wings?
I'm not quantifying it. Would you go to Mazda or Asda?
Right. Well, I don't think you can get wings on a car, so I'm going to say Asda.
Incorrect. You absolutely get wings on a car.
What wings do you get on a car? That's what you mean, like a spoiler?
No, that's what they call the side bits. The wing.
Right, okay.
I've damaged my passenger side wing.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, but you can't get wings from Asda, like, i.e. chicken wings. Like
I wasn't said. Thinking of them ones, though.
Oh, right, so it's what am I thinking of? Is that the game?
Basically, yeah.
Right, okay, go on, next.
Headlamp bulbs for an RX-8.
Oh. I don't know my cars, but I think that's a Mazda make.
It is a Mazda make, yeah.
So I'm going to say Mazda.
You'd be an idiot, James, because everyone knows that if you go to the dealership for parts, you pay over the odds. So you'll go to Asda for your Mazda lights.
Actually, sorry, are you getting generic branded lights here?
Yeah.
It's not my style, I don't think. Not if I'm driving an RX-8. Is that a good one? I don't know.
You know what? They've got they're really nice cars. So what they've got, they don't make them anymore because they were too expensive to run. You used to have to keep topping up the oil in the engine because of the way the engines work. So they were only 1.2 litre. But they were called, and you'll like this, James, right? They were called a rotary Wankel engine.
Wankel?
Yeah. And basically the engine spun round. What that meant was it was as fast as fuck. They're only 1.2 litres. But they performed like a 4 litre, and they looked like the fucking Batmobile, and they were beautiful.
Right.
But because of all the way the engines work, the engines got flooded. So every time it sounded like a sports car, you know, the ones these daft kids have.
Yeah.
And my mate used to have one. He used to come round after we'd been gigging and that. And I mean, my dad had one at one point, but we had to get rid of it because you feel like a tosser. Because what you've got to do is you've got to cut the engine off at 3,500 revs. So it means you stop your car. So I pull up outside your house now. And you've got to go round, 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 and then pull the key out while it's revving.
Right.
And that means.
So that means that the engine's sort of upright, so to speak.
No, it just means all the oil and everything gets flushed out of it, and all the petrol and everything gets flushed out, because if not, it sits there. And when you next go to start it, it won't start.
What a bizarre. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
And I think that's why they don't make them anymore, because as beautiful as they were and efficient as they were, they just weren't very practical.
Well, could they not just change the engine in it?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't
be a 1.2
what it was.
As it was.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. Carfax with Johnny.
There you go. Mazda or Asda.
Would you like another Christmas fact, Johnny?
Go on.
See if we had this one last year. Supermarkets sell 750 million sprouts each year at Christmas. But only about half of that is consumed. Do you like Brussels sprouts?
Oh, I love a sprout.
See, I don't
even wait for Christmas, mate.
No, I mean, that's not unheard of, but
I call them little tiny cabbage joys.
For me, as a kid, just having them, it's just the arse was boiled out of them, so they were never nice.
That's the best bit. I wouldn't have a turgid sprout.
No, but we've not had one that's like cooked, but then like fried with a bit of pancetta and stuff, no?
No.
Boil the arse out of them. You're so stocked in, aren't you? Oh, they're minging, though. They don't taste of anything. They taste like...
Like it when the water goes green, not a fucking nutrient in sight. 25 a day, not any fucking more, it's not.
I'm essentially just eating matter.
Yeah. Not Middlesbrough, Manchester United's forward.
Yeah.
What's the matter with Juan Mata?
Yeah. Good football reference.
If we were on TV, we could do that, couldn't we?
What's the matter with Juan Mata? Want me to just ring him up?
Yeah, you just put like a picture of him on the telly. And then you've got to like guess what he's like looking a bit sad, and you've got to get. And then the picture zooms out, and it turns out he's stubbed his toe.
Fair enough. Do you know his dad runs a restaurant in Manchester? We should go to it.
Let's.
Right. Little tapas-y, you know. Mm. I like tapas. Do you like tapas?
I love a tapas.
I love a tapas.
Oh yeah.
I love a tapas.
Oh, you know what? Actually, right where I went for a tapas the other day, and it was at.
Was it a brothel? Was that where you went to tapas?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
No, I didn't. We were in a strip club last month. That was weird. Anyway, I digress. Went to the Trafford Centre. And you know the little food court bit they've got where it's all just like chains and
Since it's been closed now because of mice and stuff in the kitchens.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a place there called True Street Food.
okay.
And it was really nice.
Oh.
And the only reason I went in was because on the out, you know, as you're walking past all these places, they've normally got like a poster up with the menu and that.
Yeah.
Well, this one just had some examples of the dinners. So they had like a big burger, all that made up and just put on the side.
Oh, like rather than the picture, it was the actual burger.
Yeah.
Could you not say, I want specifically that one?
Yeah, but it would have been clear cold because it had been there all day.
Yeah. Sorry, I was only half to that story because you said you were in a brothel.
In a strip club.
A strip club, yeah. Do you want to tell me more?
So
did you pay for a dance?
I didn't. Right. So this is the weird thing, right? So me girlfriend's two friends came down from Scotland. Amber, who you'll know from the next episode of this that we put out when she steps
bonus,
in.
Bonus content.
And they'd went out drinking in Manchester.
Mm.
And it got to 12 o'clock and they were too pissed to get in at Crazy Pedro's. Or one of them was allegedly, she wasn't, she was fine. Then the next thing, I'm getting into bed and my phone rings and it's Amber saying, listen, I know it's a bit sexy so I didn't want to go without you, but the only place we can find that's still serving alcohol is a strip club.
Typical Scot. So rather than saying, let's just cut our losses and go to bed, and go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Right.
So Amber said, look, if you want to come, I don't want you feeling left out.
If you want to come.
Yeah. So I said,
do it on this stripper's knickers.
Well, so I said, all right then. So I go down, right? And you know what women get like, right? So by the time we got there, they were best friends with this stripper.
Right.
We knew her life story, all the hopes, all the dreams, her real name, what she did at uni.
Oh, you're trying to tell me she's not actually called Candice?
Not exactly. Right? So we sat there and so there's basically me and my girlfriend, her two friends, and then this woman in her underwear.
Yeah.
And Amber's pointing around at them all saying to me, which one do you want to dance off? Which one do you want to dance off?
Are they lesbians, her friends?
No, no.
Okay. Are they men or women?
Women.
Her friends. Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's me, three women and a stripper in a strip club.
But you could pull off being the little gay friend.
No, I was the manly man.
Mm, okay, I find that hard to believe.
But then it got a bit awkward because this girl walked in who was absolutely stunning.
Mm.
And Amber was like, I want to dance off her. Right?
Right.
And I was like, well, so
do
I. So
she wanted to dance?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, so do I. Right? And then this girl who was being really friendly to us all.
Yeah.
Like,
got jealous.
Didn't get jealous, but I ended up feeling really bad for her because she was sat there and all the girls kept saying, well, what about that one? What about that one?
Oh, and she's trying to earn her bread, isn't she?
Yeah. What I mean? And I'm like, this isn't fair. So in the end, I said, well, I would like to dance off you because you've been lovely.
Oh, not a sympathy dance.
It really was.
Was she crying on your lap?
And then she went, all right, well, follow me. So then she led me away into the dark room and then rubbed a bit in my face. And then,
oh, hang on. Whoa,
but
whoa,
you know what?
Sorry. What? Were you wearing your glasses for the dance?
I was wearing my glasses. But you know what really got me?
Was it your glasses steaming up as her nipples like sort of rubbed on them? I don't know.
No, it's worse than that, mate. If she put her leg up, I could smell a fanny.
Well, she's been working all day, you know.
Oh yeah, clearly.
She's on the grind.
Literally.
What, do you want to describe the smell to the listeners perhaps tucking into their
It was
Christmas
just
dinner?
Like, imagine, right, what a fanny shouldn't smell like. It was that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I know what you're like. You've got a really weak stomach. Were you, like, barking a little bit?
A little bit. I kept it together. I kept my...
You kept your composure with it.
I kept my
thing.
And then, but Amber had paid for
the
dance.
How much was the dance?
Oh, the fucking ripped us off, man. It was about 30 quid or something.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. But it wasn't worth it. I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't be asked
so
about going
so,
back.
Because I've never had a dance. I feel uncomfortable in them situations.
It's, you know what? Three times she told me to relax.
Right.
And I think I was sober as well. Which I'm not. Because they'd been out. I was nothing to do with it. And, you know, but when someone tells you to relax, you can imagine me. Like, sat there stiff as a fucking board. Yeah. Not like that. So that was my night of debauchery.
No, so what did the dancing tell? Like, she takes you by the hand. What's she wearing as you're having a chat with her?
This is the other thing, right? This is the other thing that's really awkward. So she's just there in lingerie, stockings, heels, knickers, bra, right? She takes you into
the
room.
What does she look like, just for the listener?
Bonnie enough lass. Bonnie enough lass.
Don't just say Bonnie, though. Like, what do you mean?
Well, she had
blonde, brunette, ginger.
Blonde hair.
Yeah. Fake boobs, real boobs.
Couldn't tell you.
Big boobs.
Just normal boobs.
Normal boobs.
Yeah.
Like a
nice enough body.
A C
normal
cup,
boobs.
A D cup, just a normal.
Probably a C, not a D.
Right. Okay.
And then so then she takes you into this little dark room out the back. Takes
tattoos.
I couldn't remember.
Right.
Right. Okay. Takes all the clothes off. Dances around.
Just takes them off like she's getting in the shower.
Pretty much,
or
to
does
be honest.
She, like,
yeah.
Do it sexy. Don't do it sexy.
I think she was trying to do it sexy, but I don't. It might have been a first day. I'm not. What? She wasn't very good at it, right? But anyway, but that's not the. I mean, I say that.
So hang on. She's
I
not
don't
washed,
know what
like,
it is.
She's not washed a fanny. She's not very good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the worst job for her in the world.
I mean, right? You know what's even worse though? So then, so she's took all the clothes off. She's had a dance. That's it, right? The dance is over. Now, because we'd left them on the other side of the club to walk into this room. I didn't know whether. Because I knew she'd be walking back with us because one of the other girls also wanted a dance off her.
Right.
So I then kind of like...
Oh, you didn't have to make conversation.
Yeah, and like wait for her, right? And then she starts chatting to me and she's like, oh, so like, did you enjoy that then? And I'm like, yeah. Meanwhile, she's putting her clothes back on.
Yeah.
So I'm basically
You had a peek behind the curtain a little bit, didn't you? In that
yeah.
respect.
And I think that was the thing. I think because she was so nice and a genuinely lovely person.
Yeah, it's like she'd done a lap dance for
it. It was. It was like having it off your mate. It's like if your lass came back now and said, oh, I'm going to get my tits out. It's like, well, I know you. It's not mucky and sexy.
Yeah.
It was just a bit weird. But yeah, that was my night out.
Who was Amber's one quite tasty?
Oh, yeah, I was fuming.
She's like, oh, her wee vagina smell like fucking flowers. What do you want to describe hers for the listeners?
I didn't see it. I just saw her walking.
So how did you know she was stunning?
Because I saw her walking and went, bloody hell, she was gorgeous.
So Amber wanted a dance? Well,
yeah. And so did the two friends.
Off the same one?
Off the two... No, the one who did me did the two girls.
Yeah.
And
do you not think
Amber
like
a special one?
This is going to sound really like lad, like way, like lad talk now, and I do apologise. But you know, like, if you're in a nightclub and you're single or whatever, and everyone goes, "Oh, go for the one who'll appreciate it more." Do you think that's what you did? You went for the one?
No, I just felt genuinely bad because she was trying so hard, and everyone, like, a friend was pissed and kept like cracking on, like she was, "Oh yeah, I want to dance," but they're not really committing to it and getting distracted and changing subject. And I thought she's grafting away here, bless her. She needs a sale out of this. It's not... You're like a car salesman.
Yeah. Did you...
Maybe that's what I could smell. Maybe it wasn't a fanny. Maybe it was desperation. I don't know.
Did you perhaps slip a fiver in a knickers and say, go and get some femme fresh?
Mate, do you think I've got £5 slipping in anyone's knickers?
Just doing pound coins. Yeah. Just putting them up her arse. Anyway, so that was your little night out. Sounds like fun. Any more Christmas jokes?
Yeah, I've got another two if you want them.
Just one of them for now.
Just one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, you might like this one. What did James's mum ask for from her lover this Christmas?
I don't know. What did my mum ask for off her lover for this Christmas?
Payment up front.
She does contactless now.
Does she?
Yeah.
It swipe it down the crack of the ass.
Yeah.
That was an advert in the strip club, that.
No, that wouldn't be contactless, though, would it? Swiping it.
Well, no.
Just dab it on.
But that was... Yeah.
Wicked cool.
Right, we've done 32 minutes. Come along now.
Okay. Oh, I can't. Right.
He's trying to fart this.
I'm not.
He's being crude.
Trying to get a comfy. Right. You could have a... Break you up bit here now.
Right.
Johnny.
Yes.
Animals that work.
Animals that work. Oh, I've missed these.
Okay, so I've got a little slightly different this time. You've probably heard of these sort of animals. I think it's just an insight into today's society, really. You've heard of these sort of emotional support animals, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of on flights and whatnot. People
yes.
are like, oh, I'm a nervous flyer. I get that, there's nervous flyers, but I think people push it too far, don't they? Like, oh,
absolutely. They
oh,
do,
I
yeah.
need my emotional support goldfish. It's like, unless you're stranded over the Atlantic, I don't know what it's going to do for you. Even then, I think it's pretty knackered. So I've got Daniel the duck, and Daniel is an emotional support duck.
Mate, if you're telling me that there's an emotional support dog, all I'm going to say is that that is absolutely quackers.
I knew you were going to go on that route. He supports his owner, not like support, like, go on, you'll do really well, on a flight. He was wearing little red booties, it was described as, to protect the delicate webbing on his feet. Because I think, I'm assuming...
Because it's dead delicate.
Well, no, they're semi-aquatic, so you must be able to... Yeah, it's like, you know, they must get a bit dry.
Oh, right,
you reckon? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's only speculating. He was also wearing a Captain America diaper.
Do you reckon there was, like, other ducks that were flying south for the winter outside dead pissed off?
Well, you say that.
And he's just on the plane flicking the V's.
He looked out the window a lot, apparently. So I wonder what was going through his little bird brain. Probably not that much. And his owner would kiss his beak throughout the flight. So obviously keeping the owner calm. Apparently he's a 4-year-old Indian runner duck. I didn't know that was a breed. Did you? An Indian runner just sounds like a bloke on the set of a film.
Yeah.
In Mumbai, but and apparently he's a certified emotional support servicer. So I don't know. Do they have to have like qualifications for that? Is there sort of some college degree?
Have to sit an exam.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you do your bee quacker.
That's the equivalent of the human bee tech.
Yeah. You need you need like a bill of rights to say that you can do.
Oh, here we go. Any more?
I don't know, just another feather in his cap.
Oh, I was going to go down that route myself. And
some of them, though, don't have the qualifications, you know. Some of them just wing it.
Yeah. Oh, I think we've really hammered this one into the ground. That is an animals that work there.
Have you ever seen a duck with one leg?
I'm just trying to think what the punchline is. No.
Just swims in circles.
did they sort of use the... I thought they used, like, the arse to...
No. You've just been at this duck strip club and they're wiggling their arses.
Just on the topic, if we're still talking about strip clubs, did I tell you about the time my dad went to one with all his mates?
No.
And there's a stripper on a pole and they're like, fucking hell, she's like, quite attractive, whatever. My dad's similar to me in the fact that he hates that sort of situation anyway. But then she sort of went to do, like, a... dance on the pole and sort of bent over and she had like a skid mark in her thumb.
See, that's what I mean. It's not. The magic goes at that point.
Yeah, and my dad
said
they were all like sort of scrambling to try and find the nearest suitable place to throw up. Yeah, they're not nice. It's not nice. You know what I don't like about strip clubs?
The objectification of women.
Well, yeah, she doesn't want to be there.
That's where I struggle.
There's some of them that might enjoy that line of work, and that's fine. And some of them make more in a night than perhaps I would in a month in this sort of situation.
Yep.
And that is perfectly fine. But I just get the impression that if you're paying for it, they're probably not that keen on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, and some of them might be. Some of them might get off on being paid. You know what? Absolutely. You know, I'm all for empowerment, doing what you want. But it was pretty obvious that if she won the lottery tomorrow, she wouldn't be shaking her ass in my face.
No, or anyone's face, no. According to you. So
if I won the lottery, God, tomorrow, I mean, on the other hand,
if the front smelled pretty bad, I wonder what the back would have smelled like. Right, if it anyway, faced.
Right, it's time to go, listeners.
Johnny's nearly thrown up. He did a bit of sick in his mouth. So you've got another joke, haven't you?
I've got one more. I want to finish on this joke, though.
You've got a Christmas joke.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before I do the final?
No, and what we'll do is we'll update the listener on our plans for the show.
Yeah. Right, so, what did the good butcher get for Christmas?
I don't know, what did the good butcher get for Christmas?
He got a tin of quality meats.
Oh, actually, yeah, quality meats.
There is, you get quality streaks,
yeah,
don't
you? Yeah, quality meats. There is actually one more thing.
Oh.
For you. Just one second.
Oh, he's up.
It is Christmas.
Then gives me Christmas present.
After all.
Oh, I think he's going to nosh us off. Oh, what's this here?
Oh, I think that is...
Oh, it's wrapped in tin foil, which is how I do things. Yeah, I didn't get you one.
Also, it's all right. I don't give to receive. It's one of your favourites.
Oh, you know what? I'm fucking starving. Oh, yes. Yes. He's got me a tin of all-day breakfast.
We know that Johnny loves an all-day breakfast in a tin.
Oh, I do.
So
I'm genuinely excited about that.
Are you actually?
I'm going to have it in the morning, yeah.
Well, perhaps you can have that as an early Christmas treat.
Yes. I might have it for Christmas Day.
Yeah, why not? It's a bit... I don't know what's happened there to the
tin. It's all right, I'll open it on the top, don't worry.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, there you go.
Baked beans, sausages, mushroom, pork and egg nuggets, and bacon.
Pork Yum. And egg nuggets. Just imagine that, pork and egg in nugget form.
Yeah, look there, that little ball thing there. Looks like the inside of a rat's knacker.
So it does have a sausage.
Yeah.
And it does have bacon.
Yeah.
So what's the pork and egg nugget? Is the pork there just to keep the egg together? Surely the egg would find it.
Keep the pork together.
So what's the pork on a standard breakfast?
Black pudding, I think.
I don't know, because black pudding's awful, isn't it?
I really like it. I don't think it's awful.
Right, Johnny. So where can listeners find us on social media?
On at GetFactCast on Twitter.
Yeah. How do they email us?
GetFactCast@gmail.com.
Perfect. We will have a bonus episode coming out very soon, which hopefully will just be quite a straightforward one for Johnny to put together and crop. Failing that, yeah. It might just be a mishmash of a few things that you've definitely never heard before because they were never released.
Yes.
There's a bit
so
of a
basically, trick. The next episode, we think, is going to be... The last time we got together, I was too pissed to record, so we ended up getting my girlfriend to step in.
And she did very well, I thought.
She did well. We'll review the footage and we'll find out.
So enjoy your Christmas, guys.
Cool. And just remember... Oh, that's the other thing as well. It is Christmas coming up. So if anyone does want to send me any money, it's 010531 2199 4325. Noam, honestly, right, if you want to send 50 quid for a laugh, right, that will genuinely be funny.
Please don't send any money. If you're going to send any money, send it in a big check form.
Yeah, email me a big check, whatever. Just I'm skint, how I help us out.
I can't believe you're giving out your bank details.
Why not? What's the worst that can happen when putting your bank details
sure
on the internet?
I'm sure people can sort of access your details with that.
Mate, what they're going to do? I'm at the bottom of 4 overdrafts. I'm telling you, I could give you my card and my PIN number, you'd still get fucked.
Have you noticed how the bank now, they're changing how you see your balance with your overdraft now?
No.
So they're changing it round, and it's a bit confusing, but anyway.
Yeah, I just get, when I check my bank balance now, instead of numbers, it's, you know, that crying and laughing face? It's just that.
Oh, brilliant.
Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.